It is often said the young are nation's tomorrow, but the young are South Sudan's present, building for its future. With over 70% of South Sudan's population below the age of 30, you are the majority, and you can use that common strength. Political and ethnic differences are shallow in comparison to your shared hopes and ambitions. I know this because I have spoken to many of you about these hopes. You have told me of your dreams of a country that offers you the chances you deserve. A country you can be proud of with all the color and sound of your rich diversity. It is your country. You have sacrificed together and fought together to achieve your independence. I have witnessed common sentiments of friendship and trust, spending time with 22 Zhongli youths for nearly every tribe in the state. I watched you work together and sing and dance together as one family about peace and your role in making it. I appeal to you all to search for that trust, that friendship, to reach out to your neighbors, colleagues, friends, and talk with them again, sing with them again, as friends and as brothers and sisters of one unified South Sudan. Choose to trust each other together. Choose to put the past behind you and shape the future together. It is difficult, I know. It's sometimes more difficult than continuing the violence. That is why I appeal to you specifically, the young, the boys and girls, the women and men of South Sudan, because you have the courage of your youth and because you have your future to gain. We have all witnessed violence in other countries. We've all witnessed their suffering. Learn from their experience. Learn from their lessons. They have gained nothing. You have the chance to learn from your own fighting in the past. You can shape what happens. You can create opportunities. You can create a unified country to be proud of. Educate yourself and gain skills to build your future and your new country. You made a commitment on Independence Day. You've made a vow to protect your country together. Make this a new beginning. Reject violence. Choose peace. You have the country's hopes in your hands. South Sudan, Oyez!